Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Brute force. If it doesn't work, you're just not using enough. You're listening to Soft Web Radio, special operations military news, and straight talk with the guys in the community.
Today, we're going to get into kind of like a story, and we're going to talk about, you know, something that happened in the past around the Vietnam era. And I brought on Charles Cunningham, who is a former police officer, former FBI. Charles, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Rad. I'm looking forward to talking to you today.
Now, I just want to introduce you. You reached out to us because you listened to the show and you said, hey, I have a story.
I did. And I think it's a fantastic story for your viewers and what you're doing with the special forces kind of framework kind of thing. So
community.
I think,
100%.
The community, I think they'll like this story. Number one, because it's a true story, and you'll see that truth, you know, there's nothing greater than the truth to hear an unbelievable story kind of thing. So once I get into it, I'll let you know about it.
So you come from a background of Pennsylvania, right? Is that right? You were a PA law dog out there.
Yeah, actually, I was MP, military police. I was in the Air Force from 72 to 76, and I had always wanted to be a police officer. So when I got out of the military, that prepared me for that. I became a local police officer in Pennsylvania, and then I became a state trooper in Pennsylvania. And ultimately, I tested for the FBI and passed their test and went to be an FBI agent.
Oh, I see. And so how old were you when you got to be an FBI agent? Isn't there like a time, like kind of like an age limit, or is that like 20? Go ahead.
It is. It's 37. You can't be older than 37 when you enter because it's a mandatory retirement of 57. But I was about 29 when, and that actually happened to be it's about the middle average age for someone to enter, because they don't take young people really. They look for seasoned people, people who have some experience and things like that. That's what the FBI is looking for.
Yeah, someone who probably doesn't get homesick too often.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Because that happens. And I think you could break that from going to Boy Scout camp, you know, for a 3 or 7 day excursion with your scouting troop or some friends in the neighborhood, go camping away from the house, join the military. That'll teach you how to not be homesick real quick. Like, oh, wait. And then you're ready for the FBI after that, after you're a super trooper. You know what I mean? In Pennsylvania. So here you are, FBI. You come across this story of David James Lindsay. Am I saying his name right?
That's the correct name, yes.
And he's distinguished, right? This guy is like, you know, creds. He's got Silver Star, Bronze Stars, Clusters, Vs, Valors, everything tacked onto his ribbons, huh?
Yeah, unbelievable, really. Yep.
So tell me, what spurred you to go after this story? Tell me about it. Let's
yeah.
We got
okay.
about 40
well,
minutes to crack this open.
Yeah. Well, first, I told this story to some of my friends, and they sort of loved it. They said, man, you should be doing that. You should be telling people about this. Number one, because it's a true story. You know, usually the story is one of my first FBI cases. It's like early in my career that I got this. And I tell the story in the dramatic mode that it was revealed to me, a kind of thing. So, but I want to tell you, your listeners, really what part of this is about. Not the whole story about it, but part of it is about that this guy, he's a stolen valor guy, but this is more than stolen valor, much more than stolen valor. And it's not my opinion about this guy. You've probably heard of a lady named Mary Shontag, and she was, or she is, like the director of the POW network. And she's also very big in stolen valor. Like, she oversees the fakewarriors.org program, kind of thing, to unearth stolen valor people. She's been unbelievable in that. But I got in touch with her because I was looking for some information. And when I showed her his DD-214, and she started like getting involved with me a little bit to help me identify some things, she said she's never seen anything like this, that this was probably the biggest stolen valor in history. Now, I have heard that term or that saying many times.
Sure. Sure, sure. Same. And it's not the local guy at the street corner wearing a pair of camis that he got at a thrift store. This is probably somebody who has followed through with their saying they have all of this stuff. This is like trying to, you know, you got the guy wearing a uniform from the thrift store, and then you got a guy trying to wear a uniform to sneak on base. I got two different stolen valor. That's a stolen valor to me right there.
Exactly.
You got the guy wearing the trench coat from Over Surplus that someone's like, take that off. Okay, I'm not about that. This, though, crack this egg. Let's go. Yes.
All right. The other thing I did was I got, actually, Mary Shontag did. She contacted this guy named Eric Anderson, who oversees or runs, what's it called, Veteran Tributes. And he puts people into a rank structure about where they would be in history, right? So he looked at this guy's DD-214, and he said, Medal of Honor winners, he would be 15th in history. So, like Audie Murphy and down, like, you know.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah. Going all the way down the list, he would be number 15 of all decorated soldiers, you know, because Audie Murphy, you know, we all know the story of him, right? 44 movies later. Then you've got this guy down here. He's like 15 slots below. So he's supposedly, let's just say, you know, right now you're going to pull out the facts. I'm just saying, supposedly, has this valor. So here you come, FBI, which is what you're trained in, investigations. Snoopy.
Right. So
like for peanuts.
The way I get involved in this. Now, first, I'm assigned to the Albany division of the FBI, and I'm also assigned to this Northern Road Trip, where I'm the only FBI agent in these three northern counties of New York, Warren, Washington, and Saratoga counties. And my job is to try to get a camaraderie, a rapport going with local law enforcement and let them know that I'm with the FBI and I'm there to help them. right?
Right.
So I'm the first FBI guy assigned to this thing in over 10 years. So my showing up is sort of a little suspect, if you will, you know, trying to break into the state police, sheriff's offices, major departments up there. And of course, they were all a little
feds
hesitant.
Are here now, huh? Yeah, because the feds.
Right, are exactly.
Like, oh, the feds are here.
What's this
our
guy?
Jurisdiction? We've seen the movies. Yeah.
Yeah. What's this guy want?
It's
you know,
true.
I said, I'm here to help you. You know, but after a few months, I got a few friendships developed there anyway. But the New York State Police, one guy, he's a senior investigator, Jim Babcock, and he contacts me one day and says, "Hey, can you stop up? I got something I want to show you." He never called me to come see him. It was, I would just show up whenever I was in the area. Anyway, I got there and he sits down at his desk and he opens his desk drawer and he brings out a notebook. You remember the marble notebooks for when we used to be in kids in school? And this notebook was filled with drug transactions. And Jim Babcock, his name was. Jim tells me the story that two young couple came into the Glens Falls barracks and were scared to death. And they said, "We want to turn this notebook into you, and it's filled with drug transactions, but we wanted you to have this." And he goes, "Well, listen, you know, if you turn all this in, you know, you understand that you're admitting that you're a drug dealer." And they said, "Yes, we know that." And he says, "Well, you know, you could go to jail." And they said, "Well, jail is better than being dead, right?" And he said,
"Right.
If we are found dead, we want you to know who did it, David Lindsay." So that's how I get introduced to this case. And he tells me, "Listen, Charlie, I've heard of this guy. This guy is a Vietnam War hero, well known in the community. The police know him. The state police, the state troopers
trusted.
Know him.
He's trusted. Cool.
Trusted.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I said, "Well, you know, why are you turning this over to me? This is, you know, you could, state police could do it just as well." He said, "Well, because I think this guy is going to be protected. There's might be some things that you may have to encounter that really will need a federal nexus to this thing and to get this process done." So I said, "Great." I said, "Thanks." I take the notebook and I start to run with this thing.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, "Somebody's in the house," and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May.
Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Now, remember, Rad, this is 1988 kind of thing. So there's no computer sitting on my desk. You know, there's a phone on my desk. And that's,
when you said Marvel Notepad, I was like, oh, you mean today's internet? To any of you listeners out there born in 2000 or sooner listening, the Marvel Notepad, we would write our notes and thoughts in it. It's amazing.
Exactly.
Cursive even sometimes.
So
here you have a phone, maybe even a rotary phone.
Right. And the FBI at the time, I mean, we had, everything was on index cards and things like that for when you wanted to find something out, you would ask it's a roll, like a giant Rolodex kind of thing, you know? So I think the first thing I'm supposed to do, I go up to this Glens Falls area, and actually it's a place called Whitehall, New York. And Whitehall, New York is pretty far up there. It's Washington County and pretty rural, except, so I go up there and I introduce myself to the chief of police in this town. And I just want to get some background on what's going on or any drugs up there, like just feel him out for what's going on. Well, he tells me that they don't have any drugs in Whitehall, and that I asked him a couple questions like, do you have any bars in town? And the reason I asked him that was David Lindsay owned a bar. It's called DJ's Lounge. So he says, we have one bar and it's run by a Vietnam war hero, but there's no drugs being sold there. I said, oh, okay. And I said, do you have any problems at this bar? And he says, no, there's never any problem because David Lindsay handles it, right? I said, okay, very good. Mm-hmm. So I leave. Within 3 hours, Rad, I get a call to call the office, the FBI office, and it's the office saying, hey, this guy David Lindsay just called and wants to meet with you because he heard that you're asking questions about him. I went, what? You know, like,
wow.
Chief of police contacted this guy.
Yeah. But,
so I knew this was, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Now, meanwhile,
who wants to contact the feds? I mean, really, you know.
Exactly. So everybody sort of in this town is, you know, knows him and what he does, kind of what he did before and everything. Now, you know, I want to just tell you a couple of things that I found in looking in the newspapers. You know, you had to go to libraries and, like, you know, look through the old newspaper clippings things like that. Yeah. So this guy, now first, there's three deaths in this town and a building that's burned down. First of all, the bar burns down. Lindsay's bar burns down around 1981. Everybody in the town knows that David set the fire himself because he wanted the insurance money. And he rebuilds the bar with just one floor. Before, it had two stories. And so he builds it smaller, but keeps some of the money. The second thing that happens is there's not a murder, it's a death. And it's the guy who is dating David Lindsay's mother. And all of a sudden, one night, they're drinking at the bar. Lindsay, this guy, George Moulton, and his mother. And this guy is sort of dating the mother. And the mother is like 60 years old. And this guy is like 47. So Lindsay has already told people he don't like the situation. And this ain't going to stand with him. So one morning he wakes up, this guy, the mother wakes up and finds the George Moulton in the bathtub, drowned in the bathtub. It's ruled an accidental death, but all the people in the town think that David killed him.
Did
no, there's there was no problem with that. The police saw that it was a look. They thought it was accidental, and that's what they called it. In 1985 and then 1986, there's two deaths. One in 1985 is David Lindsay's son, Donnie Lindsay. He dies. He owes Lindsay money for cocaine that he was using. He turned into a sort of an addict, and everybody knew that in the town dealer. Was that this guy was in trouble. And David was always, it was an intimidating and threatening kind of person that I heard. That's what his image was. So Donnie Lindsay gets shot. He shoots, it's ruled a suicide. He does uses a rifle, and he shoots himself in the chest with a rifle, which is a little difficult, but he dies.
Yeah,
and
you gotta like hold it out.
And yeah, it's hard to get to the trigger, but he did.
But somehow he did it. Yep.
Yep. And so the police investigate. They ruled a suicide. But in the people again in the town think that it's David who said that. And I'll tell you, but later on, he tells somebody in prison that his son was a maggot and he deserved to die. In 1986, David Dewey owes money to Lindsay for cocaine. He's also found with the same, shoots himself in the chest with a rifle. Again, he's ruled a suicide, but again, the town people are believing that it's David.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Now, David has a history of, you know, threatening people, shooting guns in his bar. He's got weapons with silencers on them that he says that he developed while he was in the Marines or the Army. And he spent 21 years. That's the other thing, Brad, I want to get on the record with you. 21 years, about 11 as a Marine, recon Marine, and then 9 or 10 as an Army infantry guy. So what happens now is I also find in his 1985, and he was interviewed in the town up there. And you may not know this, but I know a lot of your readers will. He is interviewed, and I actually have copies of this, and that's a little picture of him right there.
Oh, yeah, Brad. Vietnam from a different perspective, you know. Very old school Green Beret right there, right? I mean, that's
exactly
like out of the movie Green Berets.
Well, he says in this article, he said that he was part of the Santé raid. Now, I don't know if you ever heard of the Santé raid, but it was a very famous, any special forces guy back that time knows this story, that it was a POW camp that was near Hanoi that was supposedly had Americans in it, and they handpicked, I don't know exactly, 50 in the 50s to 60s numbers of Green Berets, special Green Berets, who trained and then were sent over there to do this raid. It was a very special way they trained, because that was the basis for all their future planning cycles about how they would plan for something in special forces kind of thing. So it was very turning time and how they would accomplish some of those things. Well, he said that he was part of this. They've since then, some of those things have been made public, and he was not on the list. He was not on the list of Green Berets that was selected to do this. That was a very special group kind of thing. All right. So I got you that.
Oh, that's the first strike. Yeah.
Right. Now, this guy thinks that he's also, I'll go through some of the medals that he had just real quick and try to just give you, your readers, some of this information. So he's got a Navy Cross, a DSC, Distinguished Service Cross, 2 Silver Stars, the Navy Marine Corps Medal, the Distinguished Flying Cross, Bronze Star Medal with 4 oak leaf clusters with the V device, 6 Purple Hearts, Navy Commendation Medal with V device, Army Commendation Medal, 3rd Oak Leaf Cluster with V device, 3 Air Medals, Presidential Unit Citation from the Army, Presidential Unit Citation from the Marine Corps, Valorous Unit Award, Navy Unit Citation. He's got 5 Good Conduct Medals. He's got the CIB, obviously, and other Vietnam medals with cross, the Gallantry Cross with Palm, the Gallantry Cross with Gold Star. He has a Vietnam Service Medal with 9 stars. Now, all you soldiers and people who are familiar with those things, you know what that means, that man, he's probably spent like about 5 tours there in Vietnam. He says that he was a Green Beret. He was a Ranger, airborne. He was a POW that he escaped from. He was a LRP, a long-range reconnaissance patrol in the Army. He was
those are guys
in the Marines.
Yeah.
Marines. He was recon.
Yeah, recon.
Recon Marine.
That's a LRP. Yeah, exactly.
When he got out of the Marine Corps and then enlisted into the Army. Now, during this time, we're getting ready for trial. Now, remember, I'm just trying to get this guy to a trial. Now, the notebook becomes very big because in it, they identified everybody that worked for Lindsay, everybody in the organization, how much drugs they sold, how much money they made, who they gave the money to. All these kind of things were identified in this notebook, which was like gold to me. You know, this was like,
it's a ledger. Yeah.
100%. Usually,
like, what? Why are you giving me this?
It was fantastic, actually.
One way or another, bro. I mean, really. Yeah, really.
I didn't need much more than this notebook and to have people to testify to that information. So we go, this case goes forward. He gets indicted because we put all the people that worked for him, said that he was intimidating, threatening. He threatened to kill the 2 people that wrote the notebook. He's suspected of possibly killing some people. We indict him. He goes we get ready for trial, and we offer the AUSA, who's assigned to this case, offers him 15 years. Now, he's looking at maybe 50 years due to like these weapons with the silencers. So when you commit crimes with weapons present and silencers, those kind of things, it added, at that time, it was adding significant time on to a person getting sentenced if he's convicted. So he says he declines the 15 years. He says, not doing that. I'm going to plead innocent and go to trial.
Hey, this is Rad with Soft Rep Radio, and I just want to talk to you about Brandon Webb and John David Mann, right? Okay, these two guys have been hammering out books, and they just brought you a new one with Cold Fear. That's right. New York Times best-selling authors Brandon Webb and John David Mann have just put out Cold Fear. It is the adventures of Finn, the Navy SEAL. You got to check it out. Read that book. I think it's going to come out on Audible. So Brandon Webb, John David Mann, props.
So we get ready for trial. And now remember, to me, the military portion of this is not that significant to me in the aspects of finding if this guy is guilty at this time. He's guilty of selling cocaine. We know who he bought from, who he bought kilos from. We know who he sold it to. We know how much he sold. So we had all this information together in this book that, of course, I sent it to our racketeering section, and they made it look like unbelievable. I could, you know, identify people from this, and it was very, very, very easy to do. So we go to trial, and we find out that he's going to plead innocent by reason of insanity. He's going to plead that he's PTSD. So now it becomes very important about his military information. And I knew early on with this guy, there's just something rad not right about him. Like I said, I had spent time in the military, and most people who I came into contact with that had earned a medal, and I've seen people on your show that they speak about a Bronze Star with a V device or a Silver Star, and they're so proud of those things.
Yeah.
And they're humble about them. They're not, you know, they're going, yeah, they I got this, but
I did it for my job. It was my job.
Yeah.
It's just my job.
Yeah.
You know, it's just my job. Just my job. These guys are like, oh, you know, well, and I'll ask one of my guys who's a Green Beret. I was like, you got clusters. Yeah. You know, I just did a couple tours. That's all it is. It's not. Yeah. But I know what goes into that. Okay. I get it. So go ahead, please.
Exactly, man. Please. So everything's now we go into trial, and now I go to the U.S. attorney and I said, listen, you know, Jack, his name was Jack McCann. I said, Jack, we need to make sure that we get his military records, and we need to start looking at them because, you know, this guy just doesn't feel right. There's something not right about this guy. So he orders the records. We get them, and this 3-inch thick of his Marine Corps record and of his Army record. So he looked through it, and then he says to me, you might want to take a look through this thing. So I start flipping through this, Rad. Now I was in the military, but I think I earned like the National Defense Service Medal. I got the Good Conduct Medal, you know, but that's about it. And so I start looking through, and I get to some of the pages, and I come across the Navy Cross, and I'm reading the citation that's in his record, right? I mean, the citation is right there, and I'm reading it, that he killed, he was overwhelmed, that they were in this firefight, he was trying to protect his team, blah, 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 whatever. And then all of a sudden, he's awarded the Navy Cross. Later, there's the Silver Star Award. I'm reading Bronze Stars with V devices, commendation medals, Purple Hearts. I'm just going, oh my gosh, man. This guy is for real.
Yeah, the V stands for valor, right? To our listener out there, the V stands for like even above and beyond the award. It has a V on it, right? For valor, right?
It means that they were in combat when he got that award.
Right.
So you know, you can get a Bronze Star and not be in combat, but you can't get that. You can't get a Navy Cross or a DSC or a Silver Star without being in combat. But this guy and Rad, I'm reading all the citations, like, oh my gosh, man. It's like, he is for real. This guy is for real, you know? So the only thing that stood out, the only thing that stood out to me at that moment was the Navy Cross was, there was a copy in his Army record, but it was, there was no copy in his Navy record, in the Marine Corps record. So I said, wow, that's either, that's a mistake or something. Maybe they mixed it up. So I said, we need to find out about that, you know? So now time's going on. Now we go to trial and put on probably 24 witnesses of like the two people who wrote the notebook, and then about 20 more people who are given a lighter sentence for their testimony. There are, and that's how, you know, we do it in the federal government kind of thing. We have people who will testify against the kingpin, if you will, and they get rewarded by getting a lesser sentence kind of thing. So all these 24 say that, yeah, we sold drugs for David. We sold it at high school. We sold them in this bar. And a lot of these people were 17, 18 years old when they started selling for him. And they started in around 1983-ish, 83 to about 89 or so. So we go through this whole process and, you know, the AUSA, the assistant U.S. attorneys, while convinced that, okay, we've proven that David Lindsay sold these, this cocaine and is guilty of doing those things, right? So now the defense hasn't brought up anything yet. So the defense's turn now, and they go up there. They talk about, first of all, Lindsay testifies about his Marines, all the awards he earned, right? So he's talking about
his record, his military resume. He's testifying and saying that this is me. This is me. And you're watching him say, this is me. And you're like, gotcha. It's coming.
Not yet. Coming. I don't have him yet.
No.
So I'm sitting there listening to this saying, oh man, now he's revealing to the jury his why he's suffering and why he should be given a term at a mental institution, not in a federal prison.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Got you on the stand. He's telling you about his military record, and you've already kind of stumbled onto it. Or what? Where does that lead you now?
Well, at this point, it's him getting his military record on the record. So now the jury's hearing that he was this war hero. Up to this point, that was not revealed. All it was in the beginning, the prosecution, was that he's a drug dealer. So now
right.
it's being revealed that he spent, you know, 5 tours in Vietnam, and that he was a Vietnam hero and had earned multiple valor awards. So he went through that list that I was giving you. Now, what I didn't tell you, Rad, was on the morning of the trial began, I was called into the judge's chambers with the assistant U.S. attorney, and the judge behind his head in his chambers is the Globe and Anchor. He's a former Marine, right? So,
of course,
he's holding up Lindsay's DD-214. And he says to us, "You guys, have you seen this DD-214? And we just nodded. And he said, "This guy is a real American hero." He said, "You two better be right." He said, "Now, right. get out." So, at this point, I was like, we were shocked, you know, that that this occurred. And
yeah, you're like, but, shit.
so
even the wow, judge, what's the, you know?
Yeah.
I was going to say
the judge is a former Marine. So
yeah.
Anyway, so we go back and great. Now the trial's well advanced now. And now the attorney for Lindsay calls one of his sons. And his son is called, his name, David Lindsay. From a different mother. And he goes on the stand, and the U.S. attorney questions him, and he sounds like he got caught in a lie. Well, Lindsay jumps out of the chair and starts running at the AUSA, like to attack him. And he gets tackled by the court staff kind of thing. And the jurors are dismissed for a moment. And when he comes back, he tells everybody, okay, just disregard that. He was a little upset, and, you know, don't let that be part of your decision. So later on that same day, the FBI gets contacted by a person who's in the prison with David Lindsay. And he comes forward and says, "Hey, listen, I have some information about this guy, Lindsay. He came to me and he wanted to put a hit out on his one son that testified for $10,000. And he wants to put a hit out on the assistant U.S. attorney." So Lindsay's in prison trying to hire somebody to kill the assistant U.S. attorney and one of his other sons who testified against him. Yeah. So now, this doesn't go any further, and it doesn't become part of this trial because it's a whole different arena kind of thing. But the FBI handled it and was able to cooperate, and he was reduced in some sentence or whatever he had done. So, but I just want you to know, again, this guy is doing all the things that not a hero does kind of thing. So now we back in trial, and they put on the stand, the defense does, they put on 3 witnesses, psychiatrists, who testify that Lindsay is suffering from PTSD. One of the doctors is an unbelievable skilled psychiatrist and medical doctor, actually. He was the head of the Columbia University psychiatry program. He also was the director of psychiatry for the state of New York. He was a professor at the Columbia University. He was also a professor of psychiatry at Minnesota University. He became the head of the psychiatry program at the Veterans Administration in Albany, New York, and had his own private psychiatry practice. Based on the five tours he did in Vietnam, based on the awards that he received and the injuries he received, that he was the worst case of PTSD he had ever seen. That, Brad, you could see it on the jury's faces that they, at that point, had, I believe at that point, believed that we're going to find this guy innocent by reason of insanity and send him to a mental institution. And didn't matter how many people we put on the stand to say that he had sold and distributed cocaine. That didn't matter at that point.
No.
So now the defense or the prosecution puts on three doctors who say that he's not suffering from PTSD. But this Dr. Lawrence Cobb is so believable and so experienced that I thought, my personal feeling was that it was over, you know, pretty much as far as going to a federal
prison.
He
even convinced you of mental insanity. And you're the investigator.
And now I'm actually rethinking, like, man, was I wrong about this guy? My senses for this guy were they that far wrong? So now I'm going to get to the heart of this thing, and where the drama came into this trial, man, was that I didn't know about it because it's the night before closing arguments, right? The night before we're going to close out the arguments and say, okay, it's up to the juror now to decide the fate of David Lindsay. What I didn't know was that there's a chief warrant officer who works for the Department of the Army. And I wanted to look up his title. He works for the awards branch. And what his job was in the Army as a chief warrant officer at the awards branch, he was responsible for attending to all the Medal of Honor winners that were currently alive or he
at all.
He had access. Yes.
Yep.
So he had access to all the official records, right?
That's right. Right.
So he can see the location for the original records where they're stored at in Washington. So he has, by his designation, access to all those records. So
he is, yeah.
The AUSA was able to
watch over that stuff, you know? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Right. And so other part of his, that kind, he would be like, oh. Yeah.
One of the other things he does is he looks after anybody who challenges an award, and like they have they question whether they should have gotten an award or didn't get one, and he oversees about that. And he also oversees fraud, right? So he had already gone to the AUSA and sat down with him for like 4 or 5 hours the night before. And I didn't know about that. I didn't know that this warrant officer had come from the Department of Defense at the Pentagon kind of thing. And now he was going to testify. And I didn't know what it was. And when he came into court, the AUSA just looked at me and said, wait till you see what happens. And I'm going, what? Well, what's going to happen?
You've been listening to Soft Rep Radio.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit nfl.com/schedule-release to learn more.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.